Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And happy birthday to my sister. Her birthday's on January 7th. I just needed to get that out of the way. That really doesn't have anything to do with our program, though, other than the fact that my sister is an animal lover. I think she's got about 4 or 5 dogs in her house that she got from an animal shelter. And I think the city government of West Des Moines, where she lives, limits people to only 4 or 5 dogs or something.
Oh, wow.
So she's got the maximum there, but she's not a really big bird fan. I do know that people here in Taiwan love to keep birds as pets. There are some pet stores that specialize in birds on Huping West Road there somewhere. I used to go down there to buy bird feed for our bird feeder at home, but the sparrows would always eat it and make a big mess, so I stopped doing that. But I'm kind of getting off the subject here. We're actually talking about parakeets and parrots, okay? These are colorful birds that are often kept as pets.
Yeah, we never had a bird as a pet growing up. I always felt bad for them in a cage because birds are meant to fly.
Yeah, they got wings. They're supposed to fly.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be kept as pets. But
I wouldn't have a bird as
a
pet.
Yeah, that's our opinion, though.
Yeah, totally.
Certainly people here like to keep birds as pets. And I think there's also the practice of buying birds to release. But usually the birds they purchase are like the Baito Wong or, you know, less expensive birds. Parrots and parakeets are more expensive and you don't want to let them go. You want to keep them as pets. So we're talking about these brightly colored birds of a feather, which, of course, is referring to parrots and to parakeets.
Yeah, there's a very famous idiom, birds of a feather flock together, which means people who are similar, maybe have similar hobbies or opinions, things like that. They usually hang out together, so birds of a feather flock together. It's a saying I sometimes heard as a kid, you know, my mom would say, don't hang out with that crowd over there. They do bad things. So birds of a feather flock together. You don't want to hang out with the kids that are always getting into trouble. So we use that quite often. So see if you can pick it out when you're listening to movies or TV shows or even reading a book. It's a very famous idiom. Right now, we're going to read through today's lesson.
Two birds soar across the clear blue sky. You can't help but stop and stare at their vivid feathers. With their bright red heads, deep blue wings, and streaks of glowing yellow in between, there's no mistaking these creatures. They're parrots, and they're among the most beautiful and intelligent birds in the world. There are almost 400 different species of parrot. They are found in almost all tropical and subtropical regions. No other order of birds displays such a vast range of sizes and colors. Some, such as the scarlet macaw, have incredibly bright feathers, while at the other end of the scale is the glossy black cockatoo, which is black-brown all over except for a band of red on its tail. Despite their differences, all parrots have strong curved beaks, which they use to crack open nuts and remove the husks of seeds. In addition to their bright colors, parrots are famous for their intelligence. Some species, like the sun parakeet, have demonstrated the ability to use tools and solve puzzles. Many are experts at mimicking the sounds of their environment, including human voices. One African gray parrot named Alex was able to count, ask for water, and distinguish between many different objects. He was trained by Dr. Irene Pepperberg, who has continued to work with other parrots since Alex's death in 2007. Sadly, many parrot species are in decline. As with many other animals, they are losing their habitats to deforestation and industrial development. Some are even hunted as food for their feathers, or even because they can be pests. Therefore, we must do what we can to conserve parrots' habitats, as it would be terrible to let these beautiful animals die out.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about brightly colored birds. Birds that are really pretty to look at. And some of these parrots can actually talk. I think parakeets can be trained a little bit as well.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like a lot of kids, if they bought a bird as a pet when I was growing up, they would get a parakeet. Those were very popular. So here in our first sentence, it says, two birds soar across the clear blue sky. We're kind of setting the scene here. If you soar, you're flying in the air or you're rising up high in the air. Typically, people can't soar, but maybe a superhero that can fly like Superman, he soars through the air. But we often use it with birds, of course.
Indeed, of course, in Taiwan, you often see the Dagwanzhou. What's that in English? Serpent eagle or something? The crested serpent eagle.
Hmm.
You can see it soaring in the sky above the mountains of Taiwan. We often see that bird soaring in the sky above where I live in Wenshan. But in any case here, we're talking about two birds soaring across the clear blue sky, and you can't help but stop and stare at their vivid feathers.
Hmm.
I've never seen parrots soaring in the sky.
Neither have I.
I've only seen them in cages kept as pets, but maybe in some parts of the world, parrots are wild. And with their bright red heads, deep blue wings, and streaks of glowing yellow in between, there's no mistaking these creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So this is describing perhaps one species of parrot. This one's got bright red heads, or they have bright red heads with the, you know, red feathers on their
mm-hmm.
heads. And then on their wings, they've got blue feathers. It's a deep blue color, just like the Formosan magpie.
Huh.
That has deep blue wings, deep blue feathers. And also, this particular bird has streaks of glowing yellow in between. A streak is like maybe a stripe of something or a small spot of a certain color. This one, of course, has streaks of yellow, which is kind of glowing. It's as if it's a neon yellow.
I think streak is more like a stripe, Tom.
Okay.
As you said, and not like just a dot of color, but a long stroke of color, a streak. You can have a streak of good luck where you've had lots of good luck one after another, things happening to you that are all really fortunate for you. So they've got these streaks of glowing yellow. They're parrots, and I've never seen a parrot actually fly in the air.
Hmm.
I've only seen a parrot in a cage, or, you know, if you go to the zoo, they'll have those bird atriums. Are they called atriums?
I think
bird?
So.
Yeah,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Bird atriums, and they have more space to fly around, which is good, but they're still kind of, you know, stuck there. They can't move and get away too far. So these are parrots we're describing. They're among the most beautiful and intelligent birds in the world. They're very smart. I don't know if our listeners know about this particular story, but there was a murder, I think maybe 2 or 3 years ago in the States. And the owner of the bird, he was murdered. And that bird actually was testifying at the trial.
Wow.
That bird was mimicking the killer's words or his owner's words, like, don't shoot. And he said the name. And they actually used that bird as evidence of the killer.
Wow.
So,
they were able to locate the killer because of
that parrot.
Well,
they had the name, yeah. Otherwise,
cool.
They didn't know. So it was very interesting. So birds are very smart. And I love to hear them try to imitate people, you know. I have heard some pretty smart parrots. Have you ever had a parrot?
No. Like I said, I don't think it's right to keep birds as pets. They're supposed to fly. They're supposed to be free.
Yeah, better.
But here in Taiwan, of course, people do keep parrots as pets. And some people keep mynas as pets. And mynas also are able to mimic speech.
Oh.
But that's another species of bird. And we're not going to talk about mynas in today's program.
Just parrots and parakeets.
Just
today.
Parrots and parakeets. So let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, there are almost 400 different species of parrot.
Wow.
So species are like different kinds of animals
mm-hmm.
which can reproduce with each other, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got various kinds of parrots, and you can't really crossbreed them. You know, one species cannot breed with another species of parrot. They've got to be within the same species there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say species, but I think the correct pronunciation is more species.
I think you hear species
actually,
more.
Actually, they're both correct.
They are
according
both correct,
to my dictionary
yeah.
here, I was told species is correct, but I guess
I heard species though. It's
okay.
It's weird for me. I like species too. I like you. Your pronunciation is my pronunciation. It's kind of like a family of animals that can have babies together or little birds together. Here, they are found in almost all tropical and subtropical areas of the world in these regions. Yeah, you'll often see beautifully colored birds in places like the jungle of Africa. So here we're talking about tropical regions. A tropical region would be somewhere that's closer to the equator. It's very hot and humid there. Are we tropical or subtropical here in Taiwan?
I think Taiwan is subtropical, but again, south of the Tropic of Cancer would technically be tropical, but it certainly isn't as hot as it is in Indonesia.
Yeah.
So, Taiwan's more subtropical. But in any case, I haven't seen parrots here except in cages, but you can find them in lots of tropical areas like maybe Brazil or maybe the Congo in Africa or whatever.
Yeah.
And no other order of birds displays such a vast range of sizes and colors. Now, if you're talking about classification of animals, we've got all different kinds of words for different families and different classes. We've got class, we've got family, we've got phylum, etc. Here, species is very specific, but then going up, you've got the family and the genus, and then above that is the order. So order of birds would be just this general category of birds. So no other category or order of birds displays this vast range of sizes and colors. So yes, they've got this big range of sizes, big ones, medium-sized, large ones, small ones, etc. And they've got lots and lots of colors. The range is vast. Vast here just means really, really big. The universe is vast. Or Xinjiang in China is vast. It's a vast region. It takes several days to travel across it. Well, some of these parrots, such as the scarlet macaw, have incredibly bright feathers, while at the other end of the scale is the glossy black cockatoo, which is black-brown all over except for a band of red on its tail. So you've probably heard about those birds from South America, the macaws. Various zoos here in Taiwan have them. There are basically two kinds of them. There's the one with the blue and yellow feathers, and then there's the one with mainly red feathers. And they're quite cute, and they're very intelligent.
And scarlet is red. It's a word for red, right?
Right. Scarlet, indeed. So that's the scarlet macaw, and they have really bright feathers, or incredibly bright feathers. If something is incredible, it's very difficult to believe. So that's on one end of this particular scale. And then on the other side of the scale, where they're not so bright and colorful, we've got the glossy black cockatoo, which basically only has black-brown feathers with just a little bit of red on its tail. But that's quite a range of colors, and you can imagine all sorts of other different kinds of colors with these fantastic birds. Okay, that brings us to about the midway section of our article for today. Let's take a break now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back after hearing from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要谈论的主题是 parrot, 也就是鹦鹉。我们来看一下第一个空格的句子写着 With their bright red heads, deep blue wings, and streaks of glowing yellow in between, there's no blank one, these creatures. 这句呢说明着它有着鲜亮的红色头部、深蓝色的翅膀，翅膀中间还穿插着几道亮黄色。有了这样子的特征，我相信你绝对是不可能认错鹦鹉这些生物的。所以在这里呢，我们第一题可以选择标准答案 B, mistaken。There's no mistaking, 怎么样？就是代表着什么东西是绝对不可能认错的。Mistake 本身当作动词就是有误认、认错的意思。所以第一题的标准答案就选择 B 选项。第二个空格就开始介绍鹦鹉有将近400种不同的种类，然后呢，在这里看到的呢，可能都是在热带跟亚热带地区。第二个空格 order of birds displays such a vast range of sizes and colors. 鹦鹉也是属于一种鸟，在这里的 order 是生物学里面的名词，指的是目。所以呢，鹦鹉自己是鸟类，所以在这整个生物的鸟类当中，应该没有其他目的鸟类呢可以展现出如此广泛的大小跟颜色。所以搭配文意，第二题我们应该选择 A, no other.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about different types of brightly colored birds. Actually, some of them are not so bright as others. Mm. We've talked about how there's a really vast range of sizes and colors. Some birds, as you know, are quite small, and some birds are very big. Some birds have pretty boring colors. I always felt bad for the birds that were like brown or...you know, white and no other colors. So then there are the really brightly colored birds like the parakeets and the parrots, which are quite lovely. Mm. So when we left you, we were talking about how there are almost 400 different species of parrot. I had no idea there were that many types or kinds of parrots. It's a lot of parrots. So they are found in very hot, humid parts of this world and no other order of birds.Talking about a different classification of birds, has such a vast range of sizes and colors. So some of you may be into birds. Tom's into birds. Tom can do bird calls. You know how those birds, see? He makes those noises. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm kind of bored. But yes, we're talking about a vast range of birds, different kinds of species, bright feathers and stuff like that. So despite their differences, they have strong curved beaks. All of them do. The beak, of course, is what you guys call the nose of a bird. But we say beak. That's basically the hard part of a bird's face. It's curved, which means it's not straight. It's like a curve. It kind of bends, probably down.
Yeah.
And they use those beaks.To crack open nuts, of course, when they're hungry. They've got to get rid of that shell.
So smart.
And then they want to remove the husks of seeds. Mm. Seeds sometimes have a covering around them. It's not as hard as a shell.
More like a very fine piece of paper that covers it almost, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But
you don't want to eat that. You want the seed inside. So, of course, they use their beaks to get rid of those husks.
Mm.
And then they can fill their tummies with lots of tasty seeds.Now, in addition to their bright colors, parrots are famous for their intelligence. That's probably why people like them.
Yeah.
They're beautiful to look at, but they're also extremely smart. They have a lot of intelligence, or we could say they are intelligent. Some species, like the sun parakeet, have demonstrated the ability to use tools and solve puzzles.
Mm.
Yes, many bird species actually have the ability to use tools. I'm thinking of the Caledonian crow. I think that's considered a very intelligent bird. It can actually use a tool to get a tool and then use that tool to get the food. That's a pretty...
You're kidding. Wow.
Yeah, they're quite intelligent. But hey, parakeets and parrots are also smart. We're talking about the sun parakeet. That's a species of parrot here. Parakeets are basically small parrots. They're still parrots. And they use tools, and they can also solve puzzles in order to get the food. I don't think they're probably smart enough to do a Rubik's Cube, but a Rubik's Cube is a kind of puzzle, and these birds can actually solve different puzzles in order to get a reward.
Yeah, if the animal or bird that you're talking about wants food, they become very clever, I think, at figuring out how to get at the food or get to the food. Many of these birds are experts at mimicking the sounds of their environment. If you mimic a sound, you copy it. You can actually call someone a good mimic. A lot of people are good at mimicking other people's voices, their accents, maybe how they sing. That's always fun to listen to other actors in particular who can mimic other famous voices. It's fun. I can't do that. I think it's cool. There's one bird who can actually count. So his owner, the human that owns him, actually taught this bird to count. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ask for water. It can say, you know, water, please, whatever he says. And he can also tell the difference between many different objects. This distinguish between is a similar phrase to tell the difference between or just figure out which item is which. So he can distinguish between many different objects. One of the things that's hard to distinguish between would be identical twins, sisters or brothers who share the same genes. Sometimes they look almost identical, so it's hard to distinguish them from each other or tell the difference between the two of them.
Indeed. Okay, so this particular type of parrot, or many kinds of parrots, can do these different things to tell the difference between different objects. I think there are some videos on YouTube that show parrots classifying colored objects into their respective containers. The red one goes there, the blue one goes there. They're actually pretty fascinating to watch. So, yes, they are very intelligent. This particular parrot, this gray parrot, this
Alex.
African gray parrot, Alex, was trained by Dr. Irene Pepperberg. And she has continued to work with other parrots since Alex's death in 2007. So Alex, the African gray parrot, passed away, over 10 years ago.
I looked this up because I didn't know how long birds lived.
Okay.
Some can live up to 20 years in captivity, especially birds like cockatiels, which are very popular. Cockatiels.
Oh, teals. Okay.
Cockatiels, which are popular as pets. But yeah, I didn't know how long birds lived either. So
I wonder how long sparrows live. Seems like we can never get rid of them. But in any case, I like sparrows. I didn't mean to say
they're
that.
They're fine.
They're cute. But in any case here, yes, she has continued to work with other parrots because Alex is no longer here, but she still wants to work with those parrots. And I'm sure she has lots of new ones that are quite intelligent as well. Now, moving on to the final paragraph here, it says, sadly, many parrot species are in decline. Gee, that doesn't sound very new. We hear this all the time. Lots of animals are kind of disappearing. And, well, lots of parrot species are in decline. They're disappearing. As with many other animals, they are losing their habitats to deforestation and industrial development. Of course, your habitat is where you live, especially if you are an animal. And here in Taiwan, of course, there used to be lots of deer all over the place. But human development and deforestation have pretty much gotten rid of all the deer in Taiwan. You can only find them on Green Island now, or in zoos. And again, deforestation means you're destroying the forests, oftentimes to, you know, have farmers' fields so you can grow other things.
Or build houses and malls and stores.
Or factories like industrial development. And some species are even hunted as food for their feathers, or even because they can be pests. So people go out and hunt them. They kill them because I guess you can eat them. Or you like their feathers. You want to make a pretty hat out of their feathers or something like that. Or because the parrots are pests. They're eating the crops in your field, for example. So you want to kill them so you can continue to grow wheat or rice or whatever.
You can actually call a person a pest, someone who's very annoying. A lot of times older brothers and sisters will refer to their younger siblings or younger brothers and sisters as a pest because, you know, younger brothers and sisters always like to follow you. They want to play with you. So we call people pests as well. Therefore, we must do what we can do to conserve parrots' habitats. To conserve something is to be very careful how you use something so it doesn't completely disappear. You protect it because you don't want it to be harmed or destroyed. Or maybe you don't want to overuse something. So you want to conserve your energy. If you're running a marathon, by not running too hard at the beginning, you save your energy for the end of the race. Well, we want to conserve parrots' habitats. We don't want to have them all destroyed because it would be terrible terrible if these beautiful animals were to die out or go extinct. So everyone needs to think about that. Some of these animals are quite lovely. Someone who's also lovely is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen.
在这一段的前面介绍了很多不同种类的鹦鹉。第三个空格 blank, their differences, all parrots have strong curved beaks, which they use to crack open nuts and remove the husks of seeds. 然后怎么样差异性，所有的鹦鹉都有着硬实而且弯曲的喙，在这里指的就是鸟的嘴巴，因为鹦鹉要用它来打开坚果，而且去掉种子的外壳。前面讲到各式各样的大小以及不同颜色的鹦鹉，所以尽管有这些差异，但是共同点都是有着硬实而且弯曲的喙。根据文意，第三题我们可以选择 D 选项 despite， 在这里是尽管虽然，后面加的就是名词。第四个空格，前面提到呢，他们是非常的有智慧 famous for their intelligence， 延续这样的文意，后面的句子提到 Some species like the some parakeet have blank for the ability to use tools and solve puzzles，像是呢这个太阳鹦鹉呢就可以怎么样使用工具跟破解智力玩具的能力。第四题 A 选项 investigated 调查， B negotiated 商量讨论， C demonstrated 展示， D complicated 是复杂。太阳鹦鹉呢已经可以展示他们有这样子可以使用工具跟破解智力玩具的能力。搭配文意，第四题就选择 C demonstrated。 接着我们来看到呢，因为很多的滥垦滥伐还有一些栖息地的破坏，这鹦鹉的栖息地鹦鹉的物种怎么样了呢？第五题的空格前面提到 Sadly, many parrot species are in blank five， 如果看到后面就讲到要保育鹦鹉，那么第五题 A advance 前进， B decline 下降衰退， C return 回头， D disguise 伪装，当然就是因为鹦鹉的物种正逐渐减少当中，所以才要谈论保育的重要性。搭配文意跟句意，第五题的标准答案就选择 B decline。 后面的句子提到As with many other animals, they are losing their habitats to deforestation and blank six development. 正是因为呢这个滥垦滥伐 deforestation 以及呢怎么样的发展，所以鹦鹉正在失去他们的栖息地。第六题 A 选项 industrial 工业的， B imaginative 有丰富想象力的，C dependent 依赖的， D sympathetic 有同情心的。正是因为有工业的发展，搭配文意，第六题我们就选择 A industrial。 第七个空格 Therefore we must do what we can to conserve parrots habitats as it would be terrible to let these beautiful animals blank seven. 所以当然我们要尽全力来保护鹦鹉的栖息地，因为让这些美丽的动物怎么样会是很糟糕的事情。在这里请同学先把 let 这个动词圈起来，让这个动物灭绝，我们当然就是加原形动词。所以第七题我们就选择 B 选项 die out， 指的就是物种的灭绝。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That is it for today's program. Thank you so much for joining us, and please make some efforts to conserve parrots so that they can be around for many generations to come.
Yeah.
From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.